Who'd have thought that a Kansas City girl would know everything about what to do in South Florida before the Super Bowl? And EJ Becker says that's something to cheer about on Travel Tuesday.
50 years since we went to the Super Bowl, and here I am, like the biggest fan known to mankind in South Florida. You know I'm going to be at that game.
Kara Franker will not be playing the neutral host either. The senior VP of communications for Visit Lauderdale is a Chiefs fan, and I don't think she cares a bit if money-slinging 49ers fans know it. She has a good reason.
I was 19 when I first tried out and made the team.
The team? The cheerleading team? Kara, the Olathe North and KU grad, travel writer, Miami area prosecutor, and now top exec in Florida tourism, was a Chiefs cheerleader in the mid-90s, and she says it made all the difference.
These are the most phenomenal women, and we were led by an incredible leader, Elaine Hart, who's still in the Kansas City area. I learned from these beautiful, smart, intelligent, well-spoken women, and they were mentors to me. Some of the best 3 years of my life. That's like the glory days. If you want to talk about glory days, it was when I was Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader.
So as we take a look at what to do in South Florida when you go there this weekend, or whenever, who better to tell us than the hometown success story?
What people don't realize, Fort Lauderdale is kind of like the Venice of America, where there's all of these waterways. Yeah, you got the big giant yachts, but the boating culture. You can just hop on a boat, doesn't matter what size it is, and hit up like 20 different bars and restaurants.
Bar hopping by boat?
We have something called the water taxi. Seriously, like talk about an ale trail or a happy hour, like bar hop, but you do it on a boat, on the water, and you got somebody else driving you around. It is seriously the best thing ever. It's so fun.
Then there's the Everglades.
The Everglades is just this fantastic, like they call it the river of grass. So people think swamp. No, it's moving water. It's gorgeous. And of course, what do you get to see out there? Alligators.
She's right. The Everglades are incredible. And if you've never ridden an airboat, you're in for a treat. Other places to hit as you head south toward Miami, where the Super Bowl will be played.
Wynwood Design District, Midtown, Little Havana.
Ollie Fowler is the editor of Eater in Miami and says the beaches are great, but don't spend all your time there. Hit Little Havana for great food and great value. Wynwood for amazing murals and galleries. And if you're going, but don't have a ticket to the game.
I would tell people to maybe head to Miami's downtown or Brickell area. Also, maybe somewhere on South Beach. If I were to pick a bar off the top of my head, I'd suggest maybe American Social in Brickell. They always have a great Super Bowl party.
Or you can just crank up the furnace a few more degrees, buy some umbrellas for your drinks, and play Crashing Waves sound effects on YouTube while the game plays on TV. We call that Travel Tuesday the At-Home Edition. EJ Becker, News 98.1 KMBZ.